So today's reading is taken from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. It can be found in your church Bibles on page 1063. That's John 1, 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So how many of you have Christmas trees or other decorations in your house? So it's just about everybody, which is good. This tree, though, looks a bit empty, doesn't it? Would you agree? And I wondered whether what we could do together is to try and decorate the tree. But actually, it's going to be a little bit different because we're going to be giving some careful consideration to the way in which we can remember why Jesus came to earth. That he came to restore the relationship that we have and that the whole universe has with him. And we're going to do that by just looking at a couple of the verses from our reading. I remembered I've not got my pusher on her, so sorry about that. My husband and I are working in tandem. Thank you, Robin, that's really appreciated. So these are the verses that we're going to be thinking about, so verses 1 and 2. And verse 14. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And then verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So John 1:1, so those very first few words, as the whole Bible does, the whole Bible starts with in the beginning. So here, though, whereas in Genesis 1, it says in the beginning, God, here we've got God again, but reminding us that God has no beginning and that he was there at the beginning, and he was all that there was at the beginning. So I'm going to put the word God. Now, in our passage, though, it says, in the beginning was the Word. So we're going to put the Word on here. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was there right at the beginning, before the creation of the world. So who is the Word? Now, I know that many of you are probably jumping ahead. Now, what? No, 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 no. What is going on there? Is that just how it's gone? Is that how it's gone? Okay, well, we'll just forget that then. We'll come to... Yeah, you're all going to have to pay attention to hear the fact that took me hours to do, but don't worry, it's fine. It's great when technology doesn't work. So I know that you're going to be jumping ahead, because more than likely you know who it is. But let's just make sure that we can make sense of this truth from the Bible this morning. This verse is helping us see that in the beginning, before there was anything else, there was just God. That there was someone with God, and that someone was God himself. And we know that this verse is talking about Jesus. And it's a verse that also helps us to see another crucial truth about Jesus. He is fully God. So why don't we say that together? Jesus is fully God. Jesus is fully God. So let's move on then and see what happened to this word and how he went from being with God at the beginning of all time to then coming to the earth. So in John 1:14, it says the word became flesh. Oh dear, this is... Good job I numbered them all, isn't it? So Jesus, who we've just said is fully God, became a person in the flesh. But this word actually means, thinking about our reading, about incarnation. He was incarnated. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn that word over and put the word incarnation. So we can see that Jesus is God incarnate, or God in the flesh. But how did he come to be in the flesh? Did he just appear on the earth, a fully grown man, walking along the road, saying, "Hi, I'm Jesus." No, he didn't. We can hear how that happened by listening and seeing some more decorations come up from Luke's Gospel.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
So Jesus became a man and took on flesh by being born as a baby. He was born as a baby who would grow up to be the saviour, the one sent by God to rescue his people. Did you catch that? That what the angels said to the shepherds? Good news. Good news. But what was that good news? The good news was that God had sent the Messiah. He'd sent the Saviour. The rescuer that they had been waiting for. And how was that good news expressed through the Saviour? Through Jesus dying on the cross. That was the good news, and that is what Christmas is all about. So now that we've seen how Jesus became a man, we can then think about verse 14 and see what that says. It says there that the Word became flesh and made its dwelling among men. He dwelt with us. He chose to live with us. He chose to live with all people. And why is that such a big deal? It's a big deal because God is perfect. Jesus is perfect. And because of our selfishness of not wanting to love God, what the Bible calls sin, we are the furthest thing from perfect you can imagine. The perfect God took on an imperfect body and came to live with imperfect people. The perfect God took on an imperfect body to live with imperfect people. He came to live with sinful humanity. And our verse finishes with, "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." And the end of the verse wraps up what we've been talking about, reminding us that Jesus is the glory of God. He is God himself. And it reminds us that he came from the Father. He was sent by God the Father. And he came for all people. Not just me, not just you, but for everyone. So let's spend just a couple of moments talking to God and thanking him for the gift of Jesus and the way that Jesus came to earth to dwell with each of us, with all of humanity, and rescue us from sin and death, so that we can know and show his love to others.